We are on Daf, Ayin Vav, Amud Aleph. And let us open up the Sichas Chulin to Daf Tov Samach. We'll be able to understand a little bit what we're speaking about. The word the Elohim Tzumas Hagidim. What does Rashi say? This is around 18 lines from the bottom, the beginning of the Shura. The Elohim Tzumas Hagidim. So Rashi says, it's a loshin shayla. Meheichon maschil. And the Shita Bretta says, Veheichon kolo koyach chiyus agidim. The gidim, if we can see in the picture, on Daf Tov Samach, the gidim go all the way down into the akuvanim keresim arosh. But over there, they're very hard, and they don't have any chiyus whatsoever. So the shaila of the Gemara is, we can see that we have here three gidim, and we see how they come down, and it is next to the shoik. We see they come down after the Shaykh, and they come down all the way to the Arkuve Hanim Keresim Arosh. And the Shaila is, Chazal realized that these Gidim do not have Chiyas B'chol Olkom. There's only a certain Mokim in the behemoth that they have chiyus. So that's the shaila of the Gemara. Meheichon maschil, where does it start? Veheichon kolo koyach chiyus agidim. That in these places, the halacha is that if you cut them, or you take them away, so that is matrif, the behemoth. But Chazal knew in other places, this halacha does not apply. So that's the Gemara's kasha. The Elohim Tzumas Gidim, where do the Gidim, where are they maschal, and when they color, where do we have to be afraid of treifis? Rabbe Omar Rav Asi, da agarmo ulebar. That means over the boat. So let us see Rashi, and then we'll see the picture to understand it a little better. When the Gidim go up, now we're going down up. And then they go into the Boso. Sheha'etzem l'mailo min ha'perik, the etzem of the shoik is l'mailo min ha'perik, orum, v'loi boso. There you have etzem without boso, kishtayim v'gimul etzbois. V'ha'gidim adukim boi, and the gidim in that mokim are aduk to the etzem. V'mimokim shem misparshim mimenu l'mailo, from where the bone, that means the bone that is not surrounded with boso. So when, so kozman, the gidim are odik to the bone, these gidim do not have a koyach achiyas. They're hardish then. They don't have a koyach achiyas. Umimokim sem misparshim mimenu ulamailo maschil. From there, when they start leaving the bone, maschil. V'cholzman shehem tzmusim ukshurim ashloi sheyachat, קוריצומס אדמוקים שמספשתים ומספשלם זה מזה כדי מפורש לקמות. So now let us see the picture that is in front of us. We have in front of us the akuva limkeresim arosh, that is the bottom bone, and that is zichen oshayla, that the gidim which are attached to the bottom bone zichen don't have a chiyus. Now we have here, after the bottom bone, going down up, we have here some other bones. There's really, in reality, there's six bones. So now let us look on the right side. She'etzem l'mayla, going down up. She'etzem l'mayla min ha'perik. Orem b'loi boso kishtayim u'sholesh etzbois. So that means these are tzomois, which perhaps are a chelik of the shoik, so there are two or three etzbois that there is no boso there. That's called a galma. This is the bone without boso, and if we look to the left of this bone, we see three gidim. We see three gidim, which are on the left of this bone, two thin gidim, and then a thicker gid. These are kozman, these gidim are aduk to the bony area, and they don't go into the basa, so these gidim do not cause treifes if they're cut. Now we have over here a dotted line, two dotted lines. That's lebar da agarma. That's over the bone. That means over the bony area where the basa starts. That is where the gidim have, this area. So this, we have here like a box. We have here three gidim which are going into basa. It is over the shaykh. It is over the bone that is not surrounded with basa, so the agarma from over the bone of the bar going higher in this area, that's the area which is surrounded by the dotted line. In this area, that there that's called sumes agidim, and if they get severed over here, so then there's a problem. Here's the koyach and the chiyus. So now we can see the picture and understand that. Let's look on the left. Mokim shemisparsha mimenu ulamailo, when it's misparish from the bone, maschil, then it starts, that means it, when it ends the bony area, then it starts the chiyus of the gidim. V'chol zman shehen tzmusin ukshurim ashloit sheyachat kori tzumit. Now, kol zman, the three gidim are tzmusim ekshurim ashloi sheyachat koritzum. So when we look at the picture, we have a big tamer. They don't look too tzmusim ekshurim ashloi sheyachat. They're separated. So that is a problem, a big problem. But let's not talk about it now. But this is called the tzumas agidim and the tzmusim yachat. Admokein shemispashtim is mispatzlim zemizeh. That means they go into a muscle and they become basa. So the area of the dotted line, that is the area that we have a din of tumas agidim. That is the first lashon of the Gemara. That's a memre ve'eloin tumas agidim. Rabba Maravasi, the agarma olabar, from where the bony area ends, going up higher, that is the area of the tzumas agidim. Again, let us see Rashi, b'sheyaitzim agidim min ha'etzem, u'ma'alchim be'boso, she'etzem l'mayla min ha'perik orim b'loi boso. The etzem, the first chelik of the etzem of the shoik, is without basa. Kishayim begimel at the boys. Vagidim adukim boyim. The gidim are attached to the bony area. So this mokim does not have the mokim of the chiyus and the koich of the gidim. The mokim se mispar shimimenu. When the gidim start separating from the bone, ulamaylo, and higher, maschel, there the koyach and the chiyus of the gidim start. Vacholzman shem tzmusim ikshurim eshloyshe yachat, kolzman, these three are close together, karitzumas, ad mokim shem mispashtim, umispatzlim zem izekin meforish lekam. So this is shitas Rabba Omar Rabasi. Rabbe Baravuna Omar Rabasi, da agarmo ulegav. So let us see the next picture, and then we'll see Rashi. Punfaker, he holds that in the meaty area where the gidim go into the meat, he's going up down. He's going from going on the top. That means from when the gidim are attached to the bone, that area, that's the chiyus and the koyach of the gidim. Let us see the picture on top stamach aleph. Da galma ulegav. So the lower area, that is called the mokim of the tzumas hagidim. Aim nikroim tzumas ala mokim adikosom be'etzem. This is the tzumas hagidim. That is the picture over here. Now let us see Rashi. Da galma ulegav. Ein nikreis tzumas ela mokim adikosam be'etzem, where they're attached to the bone. Mi mokim shenedokim boy ad aperik, and ad aperik means till they get attached to ad aperik means the perik that separates the shayt from the alkuva. Anim keres lamata. This is the second shita. Now let us go a little further. So here we have two shitas. Now let's turn the page. And now we'll have a third shita. Rovo berei de rabbe baravuna oma rabasi de ilavi alkuma. Ilavi alkuma. Now, before we'll see Rashi, let us look to Tov Samach Beis. This is the third shita. Now, the alkuma, the Sichas Chulam wants to say, this is a bone, a small bone, that is over the akuva hanim keres imaroish, under the shayt. That is this, if you look on the right side, akuma etzem kotem hum mechaber esaprokim. So that means the shayt rests on this small bone. Now let's look on the left side. Vuhu lemato misoifa etzem amtsoi. This is underneath the shoik. We have Rashi in the Mishnah, there's three, there's the yerech, the shoik, and the akuva and imkeresimaroi. This is underneath it. Now, so he said that right over the alkuma, right over the alkume, starts the area of the tumas hagidim, and this is a little underneath the first shita, the second shita. This is a little underneath the second shita. It's because the second shita lemaisa is in the shayt, the bottom of the shayt. This shita is before the shayt begins right over the Akumim, right over the Akume, we have, it starts before the Shait begins, the Gidim over there have Achiyus. And it goes to let us look on the picture, Tov Samach Beis, Admokim Shem Mispashtim Kov Yitzaymas. So this is the biggest Chumre of where the Shir of the Tumis HaGidim are, and that's this dotted area, from over the Arkume to Mokim Semishpashtim Kori Tzumis. This whole area is called Tzumis. Now, let us see Rashi. The Ilave Arkume, Etzem Kotanu, there's a small bone, HaMechaber HaSaprokim, which is Mechaber, the Prokim, that means the joints between the Shoik and the Arkuva Tachtoine. Uma sheyesh min hagidim. We're talking about the tumas hagidim. Ulamal these tendons. Uma sheyesh min hagidim ulamaylo mimenu. Admokim shemispashtim kori tumas. Bechol mokim sheyechat chusham treifim. Vahay shiurit nofish mikulo. This is the largest shear. Shemaschil miyad min ha'arkum. That means as soon as the Arkum ends, this is before the beginning of the Shoit, the Gidim that are right over the Arkum, Ulamaylo, Ulamato Misoifa Etzememtsoi, this is underneath the Shoit, this is underneath the Shoit. The Imnechta, if the Gidim were cut, Bein Etzememtsoi, Looisei Arkum Treife. So this is the biggest chumrah, that means it starts lower. According to the previous shita, it was still, that was still from, that was on the shaykh, it was the bottom of the shaykh. Over here, it's underneath the shaykh. From when the akuma ends till the shaykh begins, so the gidim over there, if they were nechtach, it becomes nitra. So memel, and it goes up. Rashi learned, Ad mokim shem ispashtim kori tzumis. This is the third shita. This is Rove Berei de Rove Baravuna Omaravasi de Lavi Alkum. Fine. Yosef Ahume Rabbonon Kamei de Rababe. There was an Amoire that was sitting in front of Rababe. The Yosef Vekoma the Arkume Gufe. He said a bigger chumre that the Agidim, now let's look at Tov Samach Gimel. We'll see what we're speaking about. That he was Moisev Nechtechu Gidav. Let's look at the picture on the extreme right. Nechtechu Gidav Kenegid the Arkum Atzmoi. Before we had that Rove Berei the Rabba Barabuna Omer said right over the Arkume. The Gidim start. There they have Chiyas. And he said, no, Kinegid al-Kuma alone, it's also Treif, a bigger Chumra. He was Maisif, the Gidim in another area, Kinegid al-Kuma. Yeah. Omaleir Rabbi Abba loisa tzisulei. So Rabbi Abba said, don't listen to him. That is wrong. That chumre is not oiskalten. The gidim kineged al-kume zikha, these gidim are hard and they have no chiyas whatsoever and they will not affect the behemoth. Hochi Omar Rabbi Yehuda said, heichi de pori tapchi. You start chesbening where the tabochim, the butchers, open up the behemoth. V'hainu de rove berei de rabbe barabune. Now let us turn the page. We'll see daf tov samach dalet. And tov samach dalet is, we see when they hang the animal by the feet on a hook, so the Arkume, we see the, right underneath the Arkume the butchers open up the animal, either they start skinning it from there, or that's after the Akumen. That is the Shia. Now let us see exactly this two Lashonis in Rashi. Zot Rashi. Let's see, Dakuma Gufe, Ahu Merabonon said, he said, Dakuma Gufe, Nechtuchu Gidav, Kenega Dakuma Atzma. So he told him, Loi Setzisulei, don't listen to him. The Machmer Tvei. You know where the Gidim have a chiyus? The Pori Tapri. Where the Tabochim, the butchers, are Megala, the Megala Tabochim. Bemokim, Shepoischim HaTabochim, where the Tabochim, the butchers, open up that area, Lahafrish HaBosor Min HaEtzem, to be Mafrish the Bosor Min HaEtzem, Shem Nakrim Oysoi Tzinkerin, the right and little Oysai Gidim, there are Gidim from the Gidanosha that enter this area. So from there on and further, that's where the Gidim starts. Vahainu Milavi Yakume, and that's over the Yakume. So when we look at the picture, here the behemoth is hanging from the feet down. So we see where the it's covered with the skin and the skin, but we have a line on the right. Where the Akuma is, well, that's where the Akuma is, and may Allah the Akuma over the Akuma, that's where the butchers start cutting to be Menaker, that area, that's where the Gidim have Achius. Vayne Allah the Akuma. Lishne Achine, a second shot the Pori Tapri, Shemafshiti ma Behemu, they start skinning the Behemu, Misham maschilim, there they start liftoich lahapshi ta'ir shel aglayim achoinim. From there they start skinning. The underneath that, they don't skin at all. That's cut off and there's no meat over there. So that they don't skin it. And they want to start skinning. So that is from this area. And this is lamaise vahainu derove berei derabe baravune. Omar Rav Asi, Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Shmuel. Tzumes Hagidim Sha'amru, Mokem Sha'agidim Tzoimsim. The Tzumes Hagidim is the area Mokim Shahagidim Tzimtzim. So let us see Rashi. Mokim Shahagidim Tzimtzim Mechaborim Yachat V'nirim Kigid Echot. And they look like one Gid. Now, let us just, here we have a tremendous problem. The Raivet asked Akasha and Rashi, the way, if we're looking at the let's look at Tov Samach Beis, Tov Samach Gimel. Let's look at the Gidim. So we see the Gidim, they don't come together. They don't come, you have two thin Gidim which are close perhaps one to another. The third one is much further away. And this is called Tzumas Hagidim. They come together. So I just like to read let's see in the Tafnun test. Let us just see a little of what the Siches Chulin speaks about the Tafnun test. Vehine, the first column, the second Ibamas. Vehine yesh levaya. Mokem shahagidim tzimtzim mischabrim umishatkin. Okay. Mokem shahagidim tzimtzim chaborim yachad afar rashi v'nirim kegid echad. They come together. and they look like one git. Va'mizvoinim begidim haniskorim. If a person takes apart the foot of an animal, roisha ein heim mischabrim umishatkim klal b'mokim tzu misagidim. They don't come together. Elo heovo mamshich liyos nifrad mechaveiro ada akuva tachtoin. That means the thicker git is mamish separated from the other two. Ada akuva tachtoin anim keres emaroish. Uchamoyshe hitsho haray betaniska odash rashi. Yeah. So this is, let's just skip two lines. Loisim tzoisim kulam tzmusim zayim zayim. The Raivet asks on Rashi that you don't find that they're close together. Here Rashi says that they won, they unite. And because of this kasha, the Raivet learns a different pshat in the Gemara. The Raivet learns a different pshat in the Gemara. Can't be. He says, you look at the Gidim don't come together. Now, let's just skip two lines more. Acharosh hisig al perushoi is masig on the Raivet. Vekosav olov shaitziyoy misvoras liboy mitoich pepuloy smach amares eina v'mishmet yodo. He says a whole nukshat because of his kasha. Vehichshir es ha-treifes, the Rosh speaks very sharp on the Raivet. Vehichshir es ha-treifes, what is really treife, he says, is kosher. Vehitrev es ha-kosher, he has all the pshat in the Tzumis Agidim. Vecholak al-kabolosoi shel Rashi, shimukubeles loimer aboisov goinei oilom, bekapolo mechach meyashas. He says, the Raivet was chaylik on Rashi, in the Rebbe's of Rashi, here a Kabbalah to Chachma Yashas. V'arosh bodak beheime, u'motzu shemes in Peirish Rashi. And he said, they found it was bodak, the pshat is like Rashi. And the shayla is, but later we show him the Beni Yeruchim, it didn't see like Rashi. It's the Rosh found like Rashi. But you look at the Behemah, God, the Chulin illuminated. I didn't bring it. I mean, he has the pictures of it. The Zichah separated. All these three Gidim are separated. What's Musa? Fine. Now, there is a Mahalach, there's a Perish Yad Yehuda, that wants the Fa'emfer to say a different pshat. No, the way we were learning now, and then everything will be good. Let us look to page Tov Samachay. Let us look to Tov Samachay. In Tov Samachay, let us look at the picture at the right. We have here the three Gidim. We have here on the picture on the right, we have the three Gidim, the two thin ones, and one thick one. Here we have a problem that they're not connected, what's called Tzumas Hagidim. Now, let's look at the picture on the left. The picture on the left takes this thick gid, lemaise separates into three roshim. That's the Metzius. You have one thick gid that there's a chelik, that it's mamish one gid, and then later it separates into three roshim. So the Yad Yehuda wants to say that that's pshat in Rashi. Not pshat, and that's what the Rosh said. The Rosh says he was boidik and he saw like Rashi. That means we're not speaking about these two gidim. We're speaking about the one thick gid, which when it ends, there's three roshim to this. So that's b'mokim shetzoim simyachat. That's how he wants to say, and that's Bedas Rashi V'Horosh. So that's how he wants to say, so then we'll be able to understand the Metzius a little better. Let us go further. So let's see again. Nachmal, Amar Vasim, Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Tzuma Sagidim, Shamu Mokim, Shagidim, Tzoyms. Ra'at Kame, Amar Lehum, Yedah Rabbonon, Rav Yaakov Shmei, Ki Avinem Be Rav Yehuda, Amar Lom, Shimu Mino Milse, Rav Yehuda told us, you should listen to me, I'll tell you something, the Migavra Rabba Shmieli, I heard this from a Gavra Rabbe, Umanai Shmu, Tzumes Hagidim Sha'omru, Mokem Sha'agidim Tzaymsim Boy, Umi Mokem Sha'tzaymsim, At Mokem Sha'mispashtim, that means from where they're together till they separate, Vikamo, and how much is this? Omar Abaye Arbo Batiti Betura. Now let's turn the page. The Sichas Chulin. Now, Be'emesin, this is the shiur that we had till now. But he's telling us that the shiur is, you can measure it with four etzbois. If we'll see the picture on the right is a machlokes, if an etzba is a thumb, or the etzba is the four fingers of the hand. And mamash, this is the shear over the alkum till where it's mispashit. This is the area where the gidim, that's the kechias of the gidim, and that's, if it's cut, it's treif. Let's see what Rashi says. Rashi says, Vat kama olkoi shel tzumis, Abobatati arba etzpois. Now this is by a shoy by Behema Gasa. Bitakamai. Now what is the shear of the Gidim by a daka, by Behema Daka? Omar Abaye. So Abaye said, let's go to page Tov Samach Tes. Tov Samach Tes, he brings down, the Sichas Chulin brings down from the Meiri, that there's no, she look at, he brings down $31, but Behem Edake, Loinis Parish, Boy Shir, Altsada Kamus, there's no Shir on how, the length of the Gidim, Alatsad Echos, Vuhu Lefi Marheyan Umishmushan. That means we have a simen. When are these gidim essential? They have a certain mare and a certain mishmush. Then we know that these gidim are essential to the behemedake. And if it doesn't have it, so then it's kosher. Now let us see simonim. Bedaka mai, omar abaye, bliti, or yutzumis agidim. If they're boiled, they're not nivla in the boso, or yitzumis agidim. Bli, vayhavi yitzumis agidim. Let's see what Rashi says. Bli ti koidim sheyivlu besoich haboso, before it becomes nivla in the boso, yitzumis agidim. Bli, it's nivla in the boso, vayhavi yitzumis agidim. Ashuni, if it is tough, have yitzumis agidim. Rechichi, if it is soft, I have it to misagidim. Alimi, if they're thick, have it to misagidim. Ktini, if it's thin, I have it to misagidim. Chavri, if it's white, have it to misagidim. Loi chavri, if it starts getting red, I have it to misagidim. Let's see what Rashi says. Now we're talking about the Behem Edake. Till now we're talking about, by Behem Edake we have a shear of Dalad Etzbois. By Behem Edake we have different simonim, not in Kamus, in these are the tziurim of, these are the way we can define which are the Tzumas Agidim. What does Rashi say? Ashuni Koshim, the tough, the Chifi Lachish and Hoch Nechnosan Labosa, Nasir Rakim. So he said if it's Chivri, if it's white, have it tumas agidim. Loi chivri, if it's not white, it's reddish. Loi have it tumas agidim. That's the end of the tumas agidim. That's not tumas agidim. Ma baravashi omar. Ma baravashi said, even the zigi, if it's not red, it's clear. It's not white, but it's clear. It's transparent. Af al gav the loy chivri, even though it's not white, that it also is a din of tzumis agide. So, the zigi tzlulim. It's clear. Clearish. Levonim ktas, it's a little whitish. Fine. Omar ameima mishmei veravzvik. Now, ameima said mishmei veravzvik. Tulosa chuti havi. There are three chutim, there are three tendons. Chad alime utrei ketini. There is one that is thickish and two that are thin. Now agavuche, if we learn like the Yad Yehuda, it's also the same thing. In the three that come together in one gid, there's one that is thick and two that are thin. So mamela, whatever we're speaking about, that's the three gidim, we have one and two. One thick and two thin. So now we have here our machlokes. Rav Zvid said, Ifsik alime, if the thick one got cut, oz the roiv binyin. So roiv of the binyin that the behemoth is standing on, so this is the thickest, of the it's treif. If the two thin ones got cut, got severed, os the reiv minyan. So Rav Zvid held that you go lechumre bein reiv minyan will be matrev the behemoth. What does Rashi say? Tlosa chutei have tzumas hagidim, the three gidim. Oz the roiv binyin shuhu of mishneya, the one that is thicker than both of them. So it's oz the roiv binyin. Mekivin the ozel rube treife. Yeah. That's what Rav Zvid said. Ma baravashi masni lekulem. Mabaravashi was Mako. Ifzik alime, if the thick one was severed, Haika Rav Minyan, so it's no problem, I have Rav Minyan. Ifzik ktine, Haika Rav Minyan. So Mamele, he says that, Akad is Mako. Akad, you need Rav Minyan and Rav Minyan. Zog de Gemara weiter. Ba'oifes, now we're talking about the tzumis agidim of oifes. Shitza chuti have. In the oif, there are 16 gidim in the oif. Iposik chadminayu treife. Now, over here, if one is nipsak, so it becomes treif already. And the reason why by an oif it becomes treif, this is here, Tofayim Beis, we have the picture of an oif. So the reason it becomes treif, he says on Tofayim Gimel, he brings down Rabbi Yonis and Meluniel, but oif shechiyusay mu'uta, it has a small chiyus, V'dover mu'et hu mistakim v'sagile b'simenecha. So that means one of the 16 gidim got severed, so l'maise, it is straight. That's by a knife. Omar ma baravashi have ka'imna kame da'abe. I was standing in front of my father. They brought him a knife. Ubodak, he was Boydik the Gidim the gidim of the oy, va'ashkech be'chameisach. He only found 15 gidim. The Gemara said before, there's 16 gidim. He only could find 15. Havechad, there was one gid, davishoni mechavre, who was different than the others, who was thicker than all the others. Notzei, so he separated it. It seems that it was two together. Va'ashkech trei. Oh, so he found taka the 16 gidim. And here we have the picture in Tafayin Gimel, that it was one thickish gid, and he saw he could separate it, this was really two gidim, so there's 16 gidim by a knife. Fine. Zogt the Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Rav, Tzumes agidim she'amru berubay. Tzumes agidim pasos berubay. Fakt the Gemara my rubay roiv echad mehem. So what does Rashi say? Beroiv, we have a Rashi, shoni mechavri of mechadeira, he was thicker than the others. Noftzai, he separated it. Beroiv echad mehem, im nivsak ruboy shel echad mehem treife. Now this was a psak about the kachumre. That he said that if roiv of one of the gidim was nivsak, it's treife. That's his first loshna. We give them a rav, some of the gidim shema belube. My ruboy, roiv echad mehem. So Rav Yehuda said this over b'shem rav. Ki amrisei kamei dishmu. When Rav Yehuda, after Rav was nifter, he went to learn by Shmu. Ki amrisei kamei dishmu. I told this over to Shmu. Amalise told me mechdei. Tlosa habe. There are three gidim. You tell me if roiv of one gid was nifsak, it's treif? I don't understand. Ki mivsik chad minayu legamri. I feel one gid was completely severed. For ika trei, the two left over. So why should it be trei? So the Gemara says, taima dika trei. So it seems Shmuel, who was mekel, was only mekel if one was severed, and there's two left over. Taima dika trei. Holeko trei, but it is not two loy. So then it's trei. That's what it would seem. Well, that's what does Rashi say? Oike trei, ruboy kai, but the leko trei not. Uplige de ravnoi. So then it comes out, the machlokes, and Rav Yehuda Amashmul is different, is chaylik a ravnoi Amashmul. The Oma ravnoi Amashmul, Tzumas hagidim afilu loy nishtayo bo elo kechut asar bo kshayro. Rav Noi said, if all three were severed, but there's left over a mashu on each three, that's sufficient. Asar bo shel tzema, this is a beged of tzema, a type of a jacket, Umamidin beis atzava b'chut. It seems the collar was tied together with a chut. K'moisha no'isim b'ritzuis. So Memela, so he said, if there's left over from the gidim, amashu, it's also good. So it comes out, Rav Noi is choylik Rav Yehuda Marav. Rav Yehuda Mashmul, but Shmul helped. V'ika da Amri. Now there's a second lotion, what Rav said and what Shmul said. V'ika da Amri, my ruboy, roiv kol echad ve'echad. That Rav said, it's treif if roiv of each git was cut.
that Rav was only machmer if Roiv of each kid was cut. Kemri say kame de Shmuel, Amali say said, Michdei Tulasa have the three gidim ha'ike tilsa de cholchat v'chat. There's a third of each kid. He said, if Roiv is cut, it's straight. There's still left over a third of each kid. So Memele, he held, if he have something left over of the gid, it's kosher. Is Messiah lay le Rav Noi. So that is like Rav Noi. Doma Rav Noi am Shmuel, according to the second Lashon, Rav Noi am Shmuel said, Suma sagidim sha'omru, apilo nishtaye bo, ala kechut asar bo ksheiro. So according to the second Lashon, Rav Yud am Shmuel and Rav Noi am Shmuel are saying the same thing. Let us see Rashi. Uchemar Baravashi Kaimalon, the middle of Rashi, we pass like Mar Baravashi. Now Mar Baravashi said if you have Roiv Binyan left over, it's good. Roiv Binyan left over, it's good. Uchemar Baravashi Kaimalon, Bechoduchti Bar Mitarti, Michta Voidisa Meper Shvua. Ubeshir Tzumes Hagidim. Now what is the Shir of Tzumes Hagidim? Where is the Tzumes Hagidim? Acher shenechleku. So Rashi says, there's a machlokes what the shir is. V'loi is parish hilchis ekeman. And the Gemara doesn't pass it. So what do we do? Zogt Rashi b'shal teure haloich acha machma. We have a klal. If we don't know what the din is, and it's a shayl v'nisa the reise, we machma. Or treif is the reise, and treif is hamina teure. We're playing with an isa the reise over here. Hilka. So therefore, we paskin mi'ilave arkume from over the arkume ad mokim shemispashtim kol mokim shechoyter shom avi tzumes agidim. That is the din of tzumes agidim. Afilo rechu v'kayemes ve'etzem kayim treife. So that means, even though everything else is kayim, only the gidim are cut, it's treifet. Let us just see the taftu toises. In Mar Baravashi, or Mar Pesh Pekuntres, Mar Baravashi Kaimelon, Bechol Dichti, Par mi michta veidisa meipach shvua. Lachen yesh beseder tanoim vameroim. I said that was a sefer that we always pass in like Mar Baravashi and Horshas, besides these two cases. Rach perish te kaimelon kebosim bechol duchtim, par mi meipach shvua vechivri. By chivri, we heard that Mar Baravashi said, kiven de zigi, it's also called agid, by Bahimadake, that we don't pass him. The Simen Kuloi Hopach Lovon, the Chibri Hainach, the Shmaitim Chaper Shabbatam. We don't pass him by Baba Vash in this case also. If Sik Chad Minayu Treifel, with one of the Gidim of an Oif was Nipsak, a Treifel, a Shachla, Mistigab, a Yesal, a Moif, Shimdash Nipsak, Echemeyam, Saif Kulon Liposik.